According to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the Russian enemy focuses its efforts on restraining the actions of the units of the Defense Forces of Ukraine. The enemy continues redeploying personnel and military equipment to replenish units that suffered losses. It is expected that some enemy units will be redeployed from the territory of the Republic of Belarus after they acquire combat capabilities. Over the past 24 hours, the units of the defense forces repelled the occupiers' attacks in the areas of Yakovlivka, Soledar, Bakhmut, Andreevka, Novobakhmutivka, Opythna, Vodian, Pervomoyska, Nevelsky and Novomikhailivka in Donetsk region. The enemy launched 4 missile attacks on civilian objects in Rozumivka, Zaporizhia region, and Musivka, Dnepropetrovsk region, launched more than 50 MLRS attacks on the positions of our troops and settlements. There is still a threat of missile strikes by the Russian occupiers on critical infrastructure facilities throughout Ukraine, the general staff noted. In Syversky direction, mortar and artillery shelling was recorded near the settlements of Yenjulivka, Mykolaivka and Holohanivka in Chernihiv region and Vilnius-Loboda in Sumy region. In Slobozansky direction, the areas of the settlements of Strylecha, Staritsia, Oherzev, Vivchansk, Bochkov, Budarki, Chuhunivka and Ambernay, Kharkiv region, came under mortar and rocket artillery fire. The enemy defends itself in Kupiansk direction, fired artillery on the areas of Bolohivka, Kamyanka, Kupiansk, Kirillivka, Tabivka, Krokmaln, and Berestov in Kharkiv region. In Lyman direction, the enemy focuses its main efforts on conducting offensive operations, fired from the entire range of artillery on the areas of the settlements of Makivka, Nevsky and Bilohorivka in Luhansk region and Yampolivka and Torsky in Donetsk region. In Bakhmut and Avdiivka directions, the Rushists continue to focus their main efforts on conducting offensive actions. Objects in the areas of Serebryanka, Spurn, Yakovlivka, Bakhmutsky, Bakhmut, Opythna, Klishchivka, Andreevka, Kurdiamivka, Vesel, Avdiivka, Vodian, Pervomoyska, Krasnohorivka, Karahov, Marinka and Novomikhailivka in Donetsk region were hit with tanks and artillery. The occupiers defend themselves in Zaporizhia direction. The invaders fire mortars, tube and rocket artillery on the positions of the defense forces and the populated settlements of Zaporizhia region which are not far from the contact line. In Kryvyi Rih and Kherson directions, the Russian forces carry out positional defense, keep firing artillery on the Ukrainian troops and settlements on the right bank of the Dnipro River, in particular the city of Kherson. The enemy continues to suffer significant losses. A strike on an enemy object in the area of Enerhodar settlement was confirmed. On 26 November, 6 units of military equipment of various types were destroyed and about 30 service members were injured. About 80 invaders were injured in the areas of Polohi and Chernihivka in Zaporizhia region. The number of killed occupiers is being specified. About 30 units of damaged military equipment of the enemy under repair were spotted in the village of Ola Pristan, Kherson region. Over the past day, the missile and artillery units of the Defense Forces of Ukraine hit 4 enemy personnel, weapons and military equipment clusters, as well as another important military object of the enemy. To discredit the defense forces, the Russian occupiers shell populated areas, shifting the responsibility to the armed forces of Ukraine. In addition, the enemy spreads misinformation claiming that Ukrainian citizens from the liberated territories are detained by the Ukrainian military to ramp up the number of people for prisoner swaps, accusing them of cooperation with the occupiers, the general staff emphasized. Natalia Toleb.